Stern Men by Elizabeth Gilbert. Read by Allison Ryan. 20 miles out from the coast of Maine, Fort Niles Island and Cornhaven Island face off. Two old bastards in a staring contest, each convinced he is the other's only guard. Nothing else is near them. They are among nobody. Rocky and potato-shaped, they form an archipelago of two. Finding these twin islands on a map is a most unexpected discovery. Like finding twin towns on a prairie, twin encampments on a desert, twin huts on a tundra. So isolated from the rest of the world, Fort Niles Island and Cornhaven Island are separated from each other by only a fast gut of seawater, known as Worthy Channel. Worthy Channel, nearly a mile wide, is so shallow in parts at low tide that unless you knew what you were doing, unless you really knew what you were doing, you might hesitate to cross it even in a canoe. In their specific geography, Fort Niles Island and Cornhaven Island are so astonishingly similar that their creator must have been either a great simpleton or a great comic. They are almost exact duplicates. The islands, the last peaks of the same ancient sunken mountain chain, are made from the same belt of quality black granite, obscured by the same cape of lush spruce. Each island is approximately 4 miles long and 2 miles wide. Each has a handful of small coves, a number of freshwater ponds, a scattering of rocky beaches, a single sandy beach, a single great hill, and a single deep harbor, held possessively behind its back, like a hidden sack of cash. On each island, there is a church and a schoolhouse. Down by the harbor is a main street, called, on each island, Main Street, with a tiny cluster of public buildings, post office, grocer, tavern. There are no paved roads to be found on either island. The houses on the island are much alike, and the boats in the harbors are identical. The islands share the same pocket of interesting weather, significantly warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer than any coastal town, and they often find themselves trapped within the same spooky bank of fog. The same species of fern, orchid, mushroom, and wild rose can be found on both islands. And finally, these islands are populated by the same breeds of birds, frogs, deer, rats, foxes, snakes, and men. The Penobscot Indians left the first human records on Fort Niles and Cornhaven. They found the islands an excellent source of seafowl eggs, and the ancient stone weapons of these early visitors still show up in certain coves. The Penobscot didn't long remain so far out in the middle of the sea, but they did use the islands as temporary fishing stations, a practice picked up handily in the early 17th century by the French.